Tonight in tomorrow's parak is parak tasa hukos tshuva. Let's begin by, we just need to read, it's a lengthy halacha. We're not going to read the entire halacha initially, but at least the significant part of it, and then try, versus Hashem b'neder, to pick up on a couple of points here. The Rambam writes, me'achas shenoda shematan sfarim shel mitzvahs. After it's been explained, the Rambam reviewed, quoted from Chazal in the previous parak, that the reward for mitzvahs, v'hatovah sheniskava, and the good that a person merits, im shamanu derech Hashem akosu v'atovah hi chayelam haba, shenema l'manita v'loch v'harachtu yom. Conversely, Rachmana Litzlan, Ranakamash and Nokmin, Min Harashoim, Sha'ozbo Ochos, Hatzarek, Aksuris, Batar, Hiya, Koris. The ultimate punishment, Rachmana Litzlan, is Koris of Olam Haba, Shanama, Hi Koris, Tikoris, and Efesha, Hiya, Lona, Ba. So, in light of that fact, so Mahu Zesh, Akosu, Bechalatoro, Kula, this refrain that we find throughout the Torah, in Tishmu Yagir Lachem, Vim Lo Tishmu Yikraschem, if you listen to the mitzvahs Hashem, so these brachos will overtake you. But if, Rachman HaSan, you don't, so then these evils will befall you. Kol Osan Advam Ba'olam Hazan, everything the Torah is speaking about is an Olam Hazan, a mundane consequences. Physical consequences, kigon sova v'roav, u'mocham v'shalom, u'malchus v'shiflus, v'yeshiva sa'oritz v'golus, v'hatzlochus v'maisa v'hafseidu, v'shalcho d'v'ambris. Answers the Rambam, kol osan advam emes, hayu v'yihiyu. V'zvan shana osan kol mitzvah sa'atara, yagiwa eleinu tovu sa'olam hazer kulam. When we fulfill the mitzvahs, so then again, we'll enjoy all the blessings of this world. So on the one hand, it is true that the brachos uklalos in Olam Hazeh are consequences of our actions, but on the other hand, it's not the self matan svarim shel mitzvos, and it's not the self hanakama. V'lo osan haros ein self hanakama shenok menot me'over al kol mitzvos, alakachu hatzeya hadvar. So maybe we'll just pause here for a moment. But there's a little bit of. Maybe just pause here for a moment. In the opening line, so the Rambam says, "Matan Svarim Shel Mitzvos is Olam Haba." Here he seems to say that the Matan Svarim, the Sof Matan Svarim Shel Mitzvos is Olam Haba. So what happens in this world is partial Sfar, is not partial Sfar. How exactly is it? Is it to be classified? So the thought is as follows. Let's say a moshel ma'adav adam. Let's say you have someone who comes to clean your house, and the understanding is that you're gonna pay her so many dollars an hour, and in addition, she also gets lunch. She's gonna work from 9 to 4. So there's also going to be a half-hour lunch, and you provide the lunch. So when you provide, and let's say she doesn't show up, let's say she shows up at 9 o'clock and sits and twiddles her thumbs and doesn't clean the house, so you're not going to give her lunch. If she comes and does the work, avada, you give lunch, but you don't then deduct the cost of the tuna fish sandwich or lemichet, and the can of tuna fish was $2.37, and the two pieces of bread, another 52 cents, so you're going to deduct $2.89 from her salary. No, so on the one hand, this is contingent upon, right? It's a function of her working, but on the other hand, it's not something which is deducted from her wages. So it's a result of work, but it's not something that's deducted from wages. Similarly, let's say if you cover transportation expenses for the employee. So the word schar, we generally translate that as reward, and maybe sometimes that is a correct and an accurate translation. But the truth is, it certainly doesn't mean only that. Let's say when the Torah has a mitzvah of the yomo sitein scharo, that there's a mitzvah if you have a day laborer and you didn't make alternate arrangements ahead of time, so then there's a mitzvah, and he finishes working before shkia, so then you have to pay him before shkia. So the yomo sitein scharo, so he spent 7 hours doing all my lawn work, and it's a reward. In that context, it's not a reward. It's his compensation. It's his wages. So it's clear that that's how the Rambam is using it here as well, and that's what the Rambam means, that nothing is deducted from the brachos of Olam Hazeh is the lunch that is given to the worker. It's the covering of the transportation expenses. It's not deducting, nothing is being deducted from the reward that a person receives in Olam Haba. That's what the Rambam says initially. Shemat Sfarim Shal Mitzvahs is an Olam Haba. Afal Pichein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does provide us with lunch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does cover our transportation expenses, and that's what he's alluding to later. Okay, let's continue. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nasan lanu Torah, zo eitz ha-chayim. B'chol ha-osek kol ha-kosu bo, v'yodo deyo imuren l'chona, zo ha-bal ha-chayim olam haba. So the Rambam has, even within this halacha alone, it repeats itself. The Rambam constantly has that combination, that what's expected and what's needed to come to Olam Haba is a combination of Maisa and Yediyah. A person has to practically observe Torah mitzvahs, but a person also needs a basic threshold of Yediyah. Kol ha'osa kol ha'kosuv bo, A, Maisa, B, and that's conjoined, it's combined with Yediyah. V'yodo dey gemur nechon ha'zocha v'l'chayim ma'adva. Again, Rambam right away reinforces the point. So if we're applying ourselves assiduously and learning and being mekayim mitzvahs, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes all impediments. And he provides us with the necessary support system. So that we won't be preoccupied with the mundane. We'll have the time and the opportunity, lilmo b'chokhma v'lasso sa mitzvah, that same combination again, k'deisha niska l'chayel l'mhava. V'chein hu omer v'atorah, let's pay a special attention now to this line of Rosh and the pasuk the Rambam is quoting. V'chein hu omer v'atorah, achas shehivtiach v'tovas olam hazeh, utzdoka t'yalonu v'gomer. So the Rambam again, what did the Rambam say? The Rambam says that the goal of learning Torah and being mekayim mitzvahs in this world is kadesh and niske l'chayel olam haba, and his proof text for that is the pasuk in Parshas Vaschanan of utzdoka t'yalonu. Utzdoka t'yalonu, the Chumash says, ki nishma l'asos kol mitzvah azos l'chayel Hashem Elokeinu kasher tzivonu. So how exactly does this pasuk document what the Rambam is telling us? Again, the Rambam tells us that the goal is that we should be able to apply ourselves l'mo b'chokhma v'lasa sa mitzvah. Mitzvah, as the Torah uses it, is a collective noun. V'lasa sa mitzvah k'deshe niske l'chayel olam haba. V'cheinu omer v'atorah stuck with the alone. So how does the pasuk prove what the Rambam is saying? Where's Alon Haba? Utzdakati alone ki nishlo masas kol mitzvah zos lefnei Hashem elokeinu kasher tzivanu. Where's Alon Haba in the pasuk? So the Chavar, at first glance, the Rambam, as he sometimes does, is following in the footsteps of Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra writes, he has a few pshatim on this pasuk, but the first pshat Ibn Ezra suggests here in the pasuk of Utzdakati alone, Yeshom and Bikan Remez, the Schar HaMitzvos Olam Haba. But this pasuk is hinting to the Schar in Olam Haba. The note here on the bottom says, Mefarshim Stoka Schar, that they touch this Yeshom and touch the word stok in this context as Schar, and they quote the Targum Yonason Ben Uziel, Uzechu Yehenot Yolana La'alma Da'asei. And you have that in Targum Yonason as well. So the Fib Shuto, the Rambam is not in Pshat, and this pasuk of Tzadkati Alonu, like the Ibn Ezra, Tzadkati Alonu, there will be at the way at the end of the road. Ultimately, there will be Zechus. There will be Sar. That's how the Rambam is teaching the pasuk. Habitu in Stoka, the Rambam writes, Gozum in Tzedek. The phrase, the word Stoka, is derived from the Shoresh of Tzedek. What does Tzedek mean? So Tzedek means justice, right? So Tzedek hu l'sapek, v'chol mi sheyesh l'zuchus, is masha magilo. When you give something to someone which rightfully belongs to him, which he's entitled to, so that's Tzedek. If you owe someone $50 and you repay the loan, it's not an act of charity. It's not the. It's tzedek. It's midas adin. It's what the person is entitled to. It's what he has coming to him. L'sapek b'chol mi sheyesh l'zuchus es ma shemagia lo. V'laseis l'chol nimtza min hanimtzaim b'hetayim b'ma shehu ra'oy lo. So that's very strange. So how does tzedakah is charity, right? Tzedek is justice. So how are both words derived from the same root? It's a funny combination. No? So listen to this chat of the Rambam. How far the fellow? Ach b'sifrei hanavua hachovos hamutalos alecha klapei zulascha. Obligations that you have vis-a-vis someone else. Kasha kiyamtosa, when you fulfill them, einan kuyas stoka v'het eme mashmos harishonah. Mitnesha matom shalem v'sachir es scharo, if you pay the worker his wages, or you repay a loan, ein zanikrut stoka. That's not stoka. What is stoka? Aval hacholos hamutolos alecha klapi zuloscha, obligations that a person has been other mechaveru to others, not because of my indebtedness to you, not because I borrowed $50 from you, not because I hired you to do work for me, but rather b'glal midas ofi tova, because of what I need to do to refine my character, what I need to do to act properly. Hein kriyos tztoka. So you hear the Rambam's taich. So tzedek again means to when you give someone what they have coming to them, that's tzedek. When you act in a way that befits you, no, it's not. When you give a pruta to an oni, it's not that he doesn't have any claim on you for that pruta. So you can't call it tzedek, but it's stuck in the sense that action befits you. And that's the common etymology of the words tzedek and tzedaka. Halfway the fellow. Nifle dike pshat, the Rambam says. L'chein amal ha'gzor ha'zat b'kod ha'ray minayin amal b'yitzok minayin b'alchov shekana mashka v'shenem ha'lochot tiyat tzedaka. So why is the Hachzaras HaPikadon referred to as Tzedakah? No, you're entitled to keep the mashkan. You lent him $100. You're entitled to keep the collateral. Elamai, so why is it called Tzedakah? Neshek Hashir Atam Noheg Midas Ofi HaTovos Atam Noheg B'tzer Dekabe Nafshecha Hamadam Beres. Because when you act with compassion, when you act kindly, so then you're acting justly with your nefesh. You're acting as befits your nefesh. You're acting justly with your nefesh. Because that's what your nefesh deserves, to act in such a way. And where else do you find in Chumash such a usage of the word tzedakah? Says the Rambam, "Tzedakah tiyalano." When you keep mitzvahs, so that's tzedakah. Why is it tzedakah? Because that too, that befits your nefesh. Past for the nefesh, that a person should keep mitzvahs. So the Rambam didn't learn pshat in the pasuk like the Ibn Ezra. Now he learned pshat, again, given his extraordinarily beautiful of the word stalker. So then how do you reconcile that with our Rambam here? You hear the Kasher of Musa? This morning's parakah Ches, which the Rambam is cross-referencing here, so the Rambam writes that Tzchar Tzadikim, the Tzchar of the Tzadikim who should yisku menoam zeh, that this sweetness of Olam Haba v'yiyu b'tov hazah. On the other hand, Piron HaRishoyim, the punishment that's exacted from the Rishoyim of Rahman Litzman, who shall lo yizku l'chayim elam, ela yikaresu v'yamusim. Chaman, let's not. Let's pay attention to the next line or two here. V'chol mi she'en azotha l'chayim elam, one who doesn't merit the life of Olam Haba, she'en l'chaya l'olam, doesn't live eternally, doesn't become immortal, but he's cut off, he's excised in his evil. None of them adds, but v'avik behema. Question is why the Rambam has those last two words, v'avik behema. He's a Russian. He's being punished with kares. And the Rambam is jeering at him as he's about to get the kares. And the Rambam is jeering at him and telling him, "You're a zoltachay, v'avik kibahema." And if the Rambam wouldn't have added that, so what would have been missing? V'avik kibahema. What does the Rambam want with those two words? Something nifla. The Rambam back in Perek Dal, the Yisodei HaTorah, explains that the Tzelem Elokim is the capacity that a person is given for abstract knowledge, for the ability to be Yodas U'Maseges Hadeos She'en Lahem Golem, which ultimately means the capacity for Yediyas Hashem. That's what the Tzelem Elokim is that capacity. So the Tzelem Elokim is a potential, right? The Tzelem Elokim is a potential that we're created with that capacity for, when you think about it, it's like extraordinary, right? Everything about us was we think of everything in concrete and tangible, and visible terms, and yet we do taka have such a capacity to grasp things which are purely dvarim muchnim. Rambam says that's the tzelem elokim a person has, and then the Rambam says that's the defining human quality. And the Rambam says that it's this about the person which is nitzri. Nefesh kol vosa hi tzurasa shanasa lo hakel. If you have a Rambam, take a look in Dalet Ches Rav Osa in Yisodei HaTorah. Nefesh kol vosa hi tzurasa shanasa lo hakel. The nefesh is the defining essential quality which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave man. And when the person uses it, applies that, actualizes it, and acquires that knowledge, so then that becomes the tzuras ha'odom. That defines who he is. That's his essential defining quality. That he can understand things which are not physical, which are purely ruchani. It's not
physical.
It doesn't break down. It doesn't decompose. Ela me'eis Hashem, skipping a line, Ela me'eis Hashem min ha-shamayim. Even when the person dies, lo tikaris ha-tzura ha-zos lefi she'en ha-tzricho v'nashamu v'ma'aseho. Ela yodas u'ma'asegas ha-deos ha-prudos min ha-glomim, v'yodas bo'i ha-kol v'omedes la'olam la'ol me'alomim. So it's the when a person actualizes his tzelem elokim, so it's that which makes the person immortal. The Rambam reinforces that in Perek Ches of Hilchos Tshuva, this morning's Perek. Kol nefesh ha'amru b'inyan zeh is the tzuras ha'nefesh shehi ha'deyo shehi siga ha'bori kefi kofa. So now, what emerges is as follows. The essential defining human quality is what? What distinguishes a human being from a medabe, from a chai, is the tzelem elokim. The tzelem elokim is that which is the source, when a person actualizes it, of nitzvius, of immortality. Says the Rambam, if a person isn't zoche to chai olam hava, if a person isn't zoche to chai olam hava, obet ke behema, it means that the essential defining human quality is missing. The natural state of a person is that he should be zoche to chai olam hava. A person is created with a tzalam elokim. Tzalam elokim means that capacity that a person has for Yediyas Hashem. That's what it means to be human. What it means to be human is Vayiv Elokim Esa'odim B'Tzalma B'Tzalma Elokim Bara Elsa. That's what it means to be human, is to have B'Tzalma Elokim, is to have and to actualize this capacity for Yediyas Hashem. A person, and that makes a person immortal. A person, the Rambam is not heaping on insults. I'm just saying descriptively, Avad Kebehema, the natural state of affairs is that a person should be Zolcha to Chai Olam Haba. Halfway fellow, back to Paraktes. What do we have? Asira the Rambam. What's Pshat the Pasuk in Tzdoka Tiyalanu? Rambam in Paraktes of Hilchos Tshuva seems to say Tzdoka Tiyalanu refers to Chai Olam Haba. Rambam says Mufurish, no, that's not what it means. Elsewhere, the Rambam says Mufurish, that what tzedakah tiyalanu means is, tzedakah means, tzedek is when a person gives to someone else what that person deserves, and tzedakah is when a person does something It may be Ben Adam Lechaver as well, maybe Ben Adam Lamakom, which befits his nefesh, which befits his nefesh. So what is it that befits nafsho shel Adam? What is it that's magia, the nafsho hamadaver shel Adam, the natural state of affairs, is that a person should be nitzchi, is that a person should be zochet achai olam haba. So the tzokit yelana, what the Rambam says here, and that was true, what he says also, it's two sides of the coin, it's mamish the same thing. Tzokit yelana, if a person will keep the mitzvah satar, he'll do right by himself, he'll end up where a person naturally is supposed to end up. And what is that? That's achai olam haba. Rambam continues. So the point here, the Rambam says, is that if Nasa also v'simcha u'betuvas nefesh v'nehi b'choch masa, if we're going to be mekayim mitzvah satora v'simcha and we'll immerse ourselves b'choch masa tomid, so then we get the kafir, then we get the lunch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes impediments. HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides us with a support system. So now comes the counterpoint. The counterpoint is V'chein Hodiyon of the Torah, but the Torah also informs us Shem Nazar V'Torah Midyateinu V'Nasuk V'Hav Le'ezman Keinen Shenema V'Yishman Yishun V'Yivad Shedayinu Emes Yosem Min Ha'ozum Kol Torah Sa'olim Hazeh Shein Chisku Yudein Livot U'Meimi Alein Kol Ha'roh Sa'molin Osem Yilikno Sa'olim Havah Yedesh Yovdu B'Rishon. But if Rachmana Litzlan, we're not being Osei B'Torah, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes the support system and he imposes the impediments. Okay, good, fine. But the emphasis is that there's an extraordinary emphasis here in the Rambam. Just to reread and then to try to bring it to the surface in its session. וכן עוד יונו בתור שנעזו בתור מדעתנו ונעזו בהר להזמן כי אם שנאמר ואיש בן ישון ויובן. So the Rambam here is saying something extraordinary. The reason that I'm sensitive to it is based on a remarkable observation I heard from my father Zichrono Livracha about the Rambam in Perek Gimel Hilchos Teshuva. The Rambam in Perek Gimel Hilchos Teshuva, the famous Rambam about Tkiya Shofar. Avo Bisha Tkiya Shofar, Rosh Hashanah, if you have it in front of you, Gimel Dalet. Avo Bisha Tkiya Shofar, Rosh Hashanah, Gzeres HaKosu, Ramez Yeshva. Kloma, Uru Uru Yishena Mishen Asfem. V'hakitzu Nirdomim Mitar Dam Asfem. V'chizu B'masefem, V'chizu B'chuvu B'zivu B'achem. Elo Ashofem Esa Emes Bahav Le'azman. V'shogim Koshnosam Behevel Vareka Shalo Yoav Layatzel Habitul Nafshol Sefer Meitivu Darcheichem Al Alechem V'yazal Kolach Mikem Darko Haroam Machshavto Ashalo Tovo. So the Rambam famously says that the Kol Shofar is a call to tshuva. A call to tshuva, so if we were asked to identify the audience, the target audience of a call to tshuva, so we would say Chotim. So to whom is the Kol Tshuva addressed? It should be Eilu Chotim, Hachatoim Ha'Eilu B'Nafshasam. That's who the Kol. That's who the wake up call, the call to Tshuva is addressed to. But what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, Uru U Yishem Shenaskim, Hakitu Nedom Mitadamaskim. Who are the people who go through life sleepwalking? Rambam doesn't refer to them as Baalei Averus. The Rambam identifies them as Elo Hashochem Esemes Vahavle Hazman. Tailgate. He doesn't say, he's not commenting on whether or not it could be that all the. Beer has a shkachah, but whatever. Could be that the beer is kosher and the meat has a shkachah. The Rambam doesn't identify the people as chotim. No, the core, the root, the source of the problem is initially not a question of chait. Okay, so we'll get him for bittel tov. If you're tailgating with someone, you're better off in the base medrash. So we'll, but that's not the point. The Rambam is not the Rambam. It's not a backhanded way of saying he's a chotek as a bittel tov. No, the Rambam says the source of the problem is that the person's orientation is to havlei hazman, to things which are ephemeral and transient and have no transcendent abiding value. A person's life is money, is when Rav Goldricht first came to New York, so he commented to me after he had gotten oriented here a little bit. He said, "America, hakol is a sport, kesef the kavod." That was his very insightful summation of what we're busy with. That's what the Rambam is talking about. Okay, ultimately, if a person's orientation is with the Havlei Hazman, that's what preoccupies him, that's what he thinks about, that's what his life is about, so he's going to get involved with others also. He'll get involved with others, but that's the corollary, that's the fallout. The Rambam says that the target audience for the Kol Shofar, which is a wake-up call, is again, they're not identified as chotem, they're identified as shofar mesames mahavlei hazman. So the emes is that the Rambam, ad kam shamati, the emes is that the Rambam is saying the same thing here in Perek Tes. Again, his point and counterpoint. What's the point? The point is that im nasel so b'simcha b'tuvas nefesh v'negi b'chochmas atomet, if we'll be mekayim mitzvahs and we'll learn Torah. So what's the antithesis of that? The antithesis of that is we do averus and we don't learn Torah. No, the Rambam doesn't initially say that. He doesn't talk about averus. The Rambam says v'chein of the onah b'Torah shenazor Torah datev v'nasek v'ham le'azman. Vayter. The opposite of a Torah-dika life is an empty life. The opposite of a Torah-dika life is a shallow life, is a life filled with shtuyot, with nonsense, with things which have no abiding, transcendent value, meaning, or purpose. Then mashpia lachem habrachos ha'elu v'marchek ha'kolos ha'chitun tiyu pnuyam nisrakim v'tarun v'lasat bo yedei shetitzku v'chayel olam haba v'yitav lach l'olam shekul v'tov v'tarach yomim l'olam shekul v'aruch v'nimtzei sem zorcha v'shnei olamas v'chayim tov l'olam hazeh nebin l'chayel olam haba shem l'yikne heima chochma v'maisim tovim eima v'amei yizken. If a person doesn't acquire the Chochmah and the Meisim, the Chochmah and Meisim Tovim, again, that combination that the Rambam already several times has already underscored. Chochmah and Meisim Tovim, Ein lo b'amei yizke, Hayom la'asosam, Shenem kein Meisim b'cheshvan v'das v'chochmah v'sh'ol v'gomim. V'im azavtem es Hashem, and again, in case we thought it was a slip of the pen before, when the Rambam said that the opposite of Avodas Hashem, the Rambam says it's havle hazman. So nochemo. The Rambam says it again. V'mazatem es Hashem. If you abandon Hakadosh Baruch Hu, you forsake Hakadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? U'shigisim, and you're immersed. V'maychol u'mishta doesn't mean that it doesn't have a good hashgach on it. It's not talking about the machol sasuros and stam yegnam. No, it can have a bona fide hashgach. Uznus, love dafya, that Znus has to imply bios asuros, either the kon or om hazev, zon just means to stray. It doesn't necessarily have to have the the implication of bia asura, or even in that tchum. I think of Kapach has that comment on the Sambuch here. V'mazateros Hashem u'shkisim v'machul u'mishta v'dol halam en menyon. In the context of machul u'mishta, Pasha says that it does mean something which is inherently osur. V'dom elohem, maybe alechem kol akol sa'elu, u'meisik kol habrochos, ad sheyichlu yemeyim, until their days are consumed v'vahol v'facha, because of all the tzaras, so the days are just consumed with fear, with confusion. Maybe let's just go back and just reread one line. If you're looking in the Frankel, it's the first wide line, of the widest lines. When the Rambam initially explains and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu nasa lana Torah, and then says, Hiftichanu b'Torah shem nas osa v'simcha b'tuvas nefesh, v'negi b'chochmasa tamid, sh'yosim imena kol advam hamarin osa nas osa. So the Rambam here stipulates, Rambam sets the bar very high, shem nas osa v'simcha b'tuvas nefesh, v'negi b'chochmasa tamid. Not only that a person is learning Torah, not only that he's hogeh v'chachma, but the Rambam sets the vav v'neged v'chachmasa tamid. L'chor, the simple pshat is that to merit the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes all impediments. A person shouldn't be distracted, shouldn't be preoccupied, shouldn't be encumbered. So if the person is ready to devote all his time, all his energies to Torah mitzvahs, so then we don't want any distraction. We don't want any, he shouldn't be encumbered with anything. There shouldn't be any imposition. But if it's only going to be sort of a half-hearted kriyasita, so he doesn't need to be freed of all obligations and preoccupations, and it's negev chokmas atomid. So then such a person needs the bracha, and such a person deserves the bracha, receives the bracha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the mida keneged mida is he's neged chokmas atomid. So then it's yosim imenu kol hadvarim hamon asar me'asel. So all impediments are removed. Maybe just we have a couple more minutes. We'll take a quick peek at a little bit of halacha base. Because when one enjoys ideal olam hazeh circumstances, it allows one to be oved es Hashem and hoge b'saraso b'chachmaso. Because of that, hisavu kol yisrael nevi'einu chachameihem. That's why we yearn and are supposed to yearn for Yemosa Melech HaMashiach. Kidei she'anuchem imalchus ha'roshor she'en manachas al Yisrael asa b'tov mitzvus kohogen, that we should have respite from all the persecution. V'yimzu lahem argoa, they'll find tranquility. V'yarbu b'chochem kidei she'yisku l'chai olam haba. So the Nevi'im and Chachomim yearn for Yemos Melech HaMashiach, so that they'll have the tranquility which will allow them to be marvei b'chochma, kedei sheyizku l'chayelum haba. If you just scroll down, as Rimen Zok, to Perek Yud in Halacha Aleph, so there the Rambam seems to, as it were, downgrade such motivation. Al yoma olam harini osa mitzvus ha-Torah l'osik b'chokmosa kedei sha'akabal ha-brochus ha-ksuvus b'ha-Torah That's not the ideal, it's not the optimal motivation that a person should say, oh, I'm going to learn and I'm going to be mekayem mitzvahs so that I'll be zeich l'chayim haba. And similarly, the efesh min averish is here to tell him, kadesh and also when I call us, like subas batorah, kadesh l'akaris l'chayim haba. And just in case we didn't pick up on the stira, so the Rambam makes it more blatant, more glaring. Ein roi lamas l'shem al-derach zeh, sh'ovel al-derach zeh l'ovid me'yira, v'ein l'maylas ha-neviyim, v'lo maylas ha-chacham. This is not the way the Nevi'im conduct themselves. It's not their mindset. It's not the mindset of Chachamim, the same Nevi'im and Chachamim that right here on the same page, he told us, So clearly the answer is that a person can desire Chai Olam Haba for either of two very different reasons. First of all, Chai Olam Haba represents personal immortality. The most basic human instinct that we have is a person wants to live. As long as a person is emotionally, psychologically healthy, so a person wants to live. No one, Rahman al-Islam, wants to die. A person wants to live. It's something which is ingrained very, very, very deeply within us. A person wants to live. That being the case, a person very understandably can desire Chai Olam Haba because that's his way of attaining personal immortality. It doesn't happen in Olam Haza. As much as we try to ignore that reality and dismiss that reality, it doesn't happen in Olam Haza. So when a person finally admits that reality to himself and confronts it, okay, so then he transfers his desire to live, to be immortal, to Kadesha Eskel Chayelam Haba. So that is Oved Meir. That's not Oved Me'ava, that's not the Ma'il of Chachama and Levim. But there's another reason why a person can desire Chayelam Haba. Abbas Hashem, the Rambam says, means that a person is misaver tayv legedola leida Hashem hagodol. Avos Hashem means a person has this tremendous, not coincidentally, the Rambam is using the lashon misaver. A person is misaver tayv legedola leida Hashem hagodol. In a couple of places, but in this morning's parak as well, the Rambam said in parak ches ma'u zeh she'omer v'nenin mizav hashchina. When Chazal have this metaphoric description of Tzadikim Yoshim Atosem B'Rashem Nen Mizev Ashkina, so what does the Nen Mizev Ashkina represent? She Yodin Masigin Me'amitos HaKadosh Baruch HaMashen and Yodin Me'in Beguf HaOfel HaShofel. That there's a level of Yedias Hashem which a person cannot have in this world while he's physical, that he can only have in Olam Haba. So clearly that's what the Rambam is saying. So Kum Tois, that not only can it be legitimate to be misavel fachai olam haba, but mitzav mitzvahs avos Hashem, a person is mechuyev to. If a person is really ohev Hashem, and a person really wants keves elokim, and a person is really misavel tayv legedol leida Hashem, so then that has to express itself in the form of also wanting chai olam haba, where the ultimate in yediyas Hashem. It has to be based on what we do here. We're not in a rush to go there. It has to be based on what we on what we do here. And that's what the Rambam quoted. King Nice, the cheshvan v'das v'chochma v'shol. The basis for everything in olam haba has to be established, and the foundation has to be laid here. But with that foundation, so then there's masigin me'amitas Hashem, masha ein masigin. As long as the person lives in the guf ha'ochel ha'shofel. So if a person desires olam haba for that reason, so that's taka, what the Nevi'im and the Chachamim desired.